A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Aleph, Shabbos 101, pagination page 201, about 7 or 8 lines from the top, in the beginning of the line, Shin Mem, which stands for Shema Minah, and then we continue with Amar Rav Huna. Our topic for today involves riverboats. The uniqueness of a riverboat as opposed to a regular boat is that regular boats are fairly wide. They go on the ocean, there's plenty of room, and they're very wide. A riverboat is generally very small in terms of its width, and then it might be as long as you want, but it's very thin. An example of this, the river boats, the tour boats that go on the Rhine River, very thin, not quite as thin as our Gemara is going to describe, but noticeably thin so that there could be a few lanes of traffic on the river. They're very long because they want to get 50, 100 tourists on the boat. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with cargo. Amar Rav Huna said, let's analyze a certain type of river boat. Hani beit sasa de meishan. The canoes of Meshan. This particular river was very small, and the canoes that would travel on it were, that's why we're describing them as canoes, very, very small in terms of their width, but they might have been very long. Ein mitaltelin bohen, you can't move inside the boat if you're on the boat for Shabbos. Ela ba'arba. You can only move within 4 amos because the Gemara is assuming that it's a karmelis. Remember that if something is a rishus hayachid, a private domain, you can move in it as much as you want. But if it's a karmelis, it's this anomaly type area that is not walled in, so then you can't transfer rabbinically more than 4 amos. What Rav Huna is introducing to us is that it's possible to be on a boat and you think you're walled in, but you're not walled in. Mm-hmm. Why not? Because it's too thin on the bottom. It comes to a point. Rashi's words, chudo kisakin, like a knife on the very bottom. It really comes to a point on the bottom. So the problem is that for a rishus to be a rishus, for a domain to exist, it has to have an area at its bottom of at least 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. For argument's sake, for our purposes, 15 inches by 15 inches. This doesn't have that because it comes to a total point at the bottom of this canoe. Mm-hmm. So that even though it's very long, and even though it has the height further up, I'm sorry, it has the width further up, and it has the height, let's say, necessary for walls, but where the walls reach the floor of the canoe, there's not enough area to call it a domain. And therefore, you're not enclosing a domain, and these walls are hanging in the air. They don't meet the floor at a point where it could possibly be significant enough to be a rishus of its own. It ends up being a karmelis, and as a karmelis, it's no different than your front yard. Might not be a rishus harabim, public area, but it's not fenced in, and therefore you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos, only transferring something in its actual area. Okay, so a guy's on this boat. It's very long. He has 50 feet long. He's not allowed to transfer something according to the structure as we described it. For lo amron, but this is only said, elisha ein bepachas mishlosha arba. If it doesn't have within 3 tvachim, which is lavud, we discussed this concept that 3 tvachim is all as if it's attached. So if within 3 tvachim of the floor it develops 4 tvachim wide, that would make it acceptable. So it depends what the slope is, but if it's coming wide very quickly, then within 3 tefachim, within 12 inches, for argument's sake, you're going to have your 12-inch wide or 15-inch wide, whatever it is. Avo yesh bepachas migimel arba, if it widens fast enough in terms of its slope, that within three tvachim of the ground, you get four tvachim wide, less lanba, then it's fine, because then the walls are working, because they're wide enough, they're positioned wide enough to be enclosing a rishus. Says the Gemara, v'imalinu kani v'urvani, and if you pile reeds and willows on the bottom of this boat, less lanba, that's another way that you could raise the height and it would be enclosing a legitimate livable area. Okay. Here's the amazing question of the Gemara. Again, we got a riverboat. It's like a canoe. It's coming to a point. That means that the walls are sloping to a point. But at some area of this canoe, they were wide enough. I mean, that's why people are traveling in it. It does have area that's wide, but not at the very bottom. Maskif lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, V'leima gud achis mechitzta. Why don't you extend the walls downwards into imaginary space underneath the canoe and make believe that the walls travel downwards at a straight direction, forming a 90-degree angle, instead of sloping as they actually do in this canoe. Now, let's back up for a moment. The Gemara is talking about good achis, which is to send an imaginary line down and to imagine that these walls are wide enough to be encompassing a significant area that will be called a karmelis, and you'd be allowed to carry inside of it because now it's enclosed and it becomes a rishus hayachid. Extending a line downwards is called good achis. We are more familiar with something called good asik, which is to send a line upwards. When we discuss an eruv, for example, you have the wire that's going on top. Now you have to create two uprights to create your door frame image. One upright on the right, one upright on the left. One of the basic principles in Erevin is that that pole, that upright, does not have to actually touch the cross wire. As long as it's positioned directly underneath the cross wire, and it has 10 tvachim of its own, 40 inches for argument's sake, we will extend that, project it upwards at a perfect direct line upwards, and it'll hit, and it's considered a door frame. Now, there are a few conditions that we have to be aware of. In practice, we rarely do this, because it's very hard to project directly upwards. At one point, they realized you can't use a small, for sure not a 2x2 or a 2x4, they tried to use a 2x4, for example, because they figured it's wide enough that even if you're a little off, you'll still hit it. Very hard to position. Telephone poles sometimes shift. Precise, right? It's hard to be precise. Telephone poles shift. We've seen in the rains now how walls shift. Telephone poles shift with weather. Mm-hmm. So what they do instead today, generally, is they bring up a plastic strip all the way up to the wire. But the principle of good asik exists. In some places where they have no choice, they run like a chicken wire fence around the telephone pole, and the assumption is that one way or another, the chicken wire projects upwards. Somehow it's going to hit the wire. That's good asik. That's sending a line upwards, an imaginary line. What the Gemara is suggesting here is we do good achis, which is downwards. That means that even though the actual canoe slopes to its side and to the inside and forms a point, instead, wherever on that wall it starts getting problematic because it's less than the requisite area inside the canoe, at that point, instead of sloping inwards, let's shoot our imaginary line downwards and form our own imaginary box-like canoe through this mechanics called good achis that you're allowed to extend a line in a straight direction to form your mechitza. So maskif lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asks, "Vleima good achis mechitzta. Why don't you extend the walls downwards?" Milo Tanya. Didn't we learn? Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda taught us. Noatz kana berishus harabim. If you put a pole in the public area of urosha traskol, and on top of it is a basket, and the basket does not have its own 10 tfachim of height, v'zorak v'nochal gabov, and you throw and it lands on top of this basket, in the basket, chayiv, it is a violation. Why is it a violation? It doesn't have 10 tfachim for itself to become a rishus hayochid, a private area. Alma amrinan, but the answer is, we say good achis mechitzta, that we extend the basket downwards, all the way to the floor, and as a result, we have a 10 tefachim wall, no different than the wall in front of your front yard. If you built a wall, it would become a private area. So even though this basket doesn't have 10 tefachim of its own, but it has whatever it has, and then we project downwards. It's exactly my canoe case. Hachinami, name a good achis mechitzta, why don't you extend it downwards? Maskif la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, "Falo shami aluhu lahadur amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav umatul amishum rabchiyah v'taniy Allah." Don't you know that they made an addendum that they said that even though the first opinion says it is a violation, but v'chachamim potrim, the sages argue because you can't say good achis, a line coming down, if it's an area where goats can walk. Doesn't even require human beings to walk, but even goats, short of stature, if they could walk there, then it's already not a mechitza. You can't make a mechitza in a place, a wall in a place, where people are violating your imaginary wall. So when you go up, it's much easier because no one goes there. But when you're going down, if people are, or animals are walking straight across, then it's not considered a valid partition.
Into water, how are you going to
move? So the answer here is, just skipping, because we're running out of time, he makes a distinction. He says that even though you can't project the basket downwards, because goats go there, but in the water no one goes there. Rashi says, the fish go there. The Gemara mentions the fish go there, but Rashi says, but you don't see the fish. And therefore, for some reason, they don't violate our mechitza, our imaginary mechitza. So you could make an imaginary wall in the water, but you can't make an imaginary wall in the public area where goats are walking right through your imaginary area. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara says you could do a good achis if you just needed a little bit, if the pole on the bottom is almost the right size and the basket on top is the right size, you could project downwards because a goat can't walk in the 1 inch that you're short. But if you have a pole and a basket on top, so then the goats clearly are walking next to the pole, and that violates your mechitza. But again, in the case of the canoe, he's saying that since it's in the water, no one's walking there. You'll ask me about fish, we'll have to discuss why fish are different. But no one's walking there, and therefore he wants to project the canoe downwards and wants to allow carrying inside this river canoe. The Bir Halacha from the Mishneh Berurah indeed rules that this good achis would work, that you could project the canoe downwards and create a viable domain out of it so that it's no longer a karmelis and it becomes a private domain, Irishus Hayachim.